they were being embezzled. And he says to me, he says, Dot, he says, something's going on in the office. And he says, I don't know what it is. He said, I don't know enough about it. Gave me 2 or 3 days. I went in. The minute I walked in the office, I knew he had a problem. Stacks of invoices never being filed or nothing. You couldn't find anything if you wanted to find it. And then I said, okay, to the bookkeeper, I said, you can't touch any more cash. I said, I'll take care of all the cash. I said, you can take care of the books, but I'll take care of the cash. When I started taking care of the cash, I found out how he was embezzling from the business. But, you know, that's the one thing I like about it is all you got to do, if you go into a business and you look at the books, you can tell exactly what's going on if you're honest. It's amazing what you can do when you're forced into it. I had to work while Phil was in school, and that was all there was to it. So, and I had to make as much money as I could. So when this guy decided he was going to teach me, I thought, well, and of course, he says, when I get done with you, he says, you'll be able to work anywhere. And they actually were very, very good to me for 2 years that Phil was in school. They took me under their wing and just taught me everything I know.